something to eat. Sometimes it's savory, sometimes it's sweet. Snack situation. What you snacking on?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Snack Situation. We hope you're hungry. This is the podcast where me and Matt Wilson eat snacks, and we talk about them, and we rank them on a list of snacks. And good news, everyone, unlike a lot of the things we try, this is something that you can go get right now for a limited time.
That's true. We went back to the McDonald's well, everybody. You remember when we had donut sticks? They were bad.
They were bad. We didn't learn our lesson.
We did not, because
we're fools.
We were entranced by the international flavors of McDonald's worldwide favorites. Now, the worldwide favorites includes, in addition to, a burger and a chicken sandwich. Which, you got the burger, right, Chris?
I did get the burger. I have the burger here.
Okay. In addition to a burger and a chicken sandwich, it also has the two things we are definitely going to be trying and ranking here on this episode. Cheesy bacon fries, which they say are a favorite of Australia.
I would like to get that confirmed by our Australian listeners.
Citation needed.
Yeah.
What is it about cheesy bacon fries that make them Australian in nature? And the only worldwide favorite that makes any sense to me at all, which is the Stroopwafel McFlurry from the Netherlands.
Also the one that I have the highest hopes for.
Now, I will say this. My Stroopwafel McFlurry is not in front of me right now because I had to throw it in the freezer because
same.
It was melting immediately.
Yes. The current heat index where I am, I imagine it's probably like a degree or two cooler in the 90s, but we're pushing 107 today.
Yowza.
So maybe vote for people who believe climate change is real.
Up here in the mountains, it's not quite so bad, but it's still pretty warm. There was a little bit of McFlurry on the side of the cup that was dripping down onto my hand as I walked back to my car. So, because I don't go through the drive-thru, Chris.
I went through the drive-thru.
I go in the McDonald's, and I go up to the ordering kiosk, the push-button ordering kiosk that my local McDonald's now has. It's just a big old screen.
So you're saying you don't want to have to go through the drive-thru and confess your shame to another person?
I hate sitting there in a running car is what's the truth of it more than anything. And there's always a line at that McDonald's because it's right off the highway. So I go inside every time. Anyway, the sandwiches are, Chris, the burger that you got, which is the Grand McExtreme Bacon Burger.
Which I got half because I like a quarter pounder every now and then, and half because I really enjoy saying Grand McExtreme.
Which they claim to be from Spain.
All these seem like things that would be fine in America. This is literally like a bacon burger. I guess the fact that it's Gouda is unusual.
Okay, but why isn't that France?
I mean, they don't have it in France, Matt. If they really wanted to get people, they could have put the Royale with cheese on the menu.
Which is just a quarter pounder, a regular quarter pounder with cheese. Actually, Gouda originated from the Netherlands. So
really?
The Netherlands should be the Gouda burger. The Stroopwafel should be Germany. And the chicken sandwich, which is a tomato mozzarella chicken sandwich, they say is from Canada. Why not Italy? I don't understand the country choices.
Well, I mean, I feel like every country probably has their idea of like what a special thing is, right?
I guess.
Like, I mean, like, look, to use an example that people lost their fucking minds about, like, Szechuan sauce isn't Chinese.
Okay, yes, that's fair. Szechuan sauce is just like a mix of, they're like sweet and sour sauce and barbecue or something like that. Speaking of which, I did get an order of chicken McNuggets because I was hungry.
I also get an order of chicken McNuggets because I don't know how this burger and these fries are going to treat me.
Good point.
Here's the choice I had to make in the car.
All right.
I had to save the McFlurry and keep my air conditioner blasting out to a truly frigid temperature like I always do, and risk these cheesy bacon fries getting cold, which would make them terrible.
Mine are still quite warm, luckily.
Yeah, I just rolled up my windows and I sweated all the way home. Because I knew I could throw the McFlurry in the freezer.
Good point. So, given we are on the clock with the cheesy bacon fries,
mm-hmm.
do we want to go ahead and try those now?
I say we do it. I say we go.
Now, I opened this a little earlier to take a picture.
I like the box they come in, by the way.
There's nothing on this box says Australia.
No.
It just says cheesy bacon fries on top. In that classic McDonald's aerial.
Good branding from McD's.
Helvetica? I don't know which one it is.
Now, these are fries. These are McDonald's fries, which I love.
With a little bit of cheese. And it looks like
they just got fucking cheese and bacon bits on there.
A little cheese sauce and some bacon bits. I'm getting that bacon bit smell,
mm-hmm.
which is not my favorite smell in the world.
Mine don't smell bad, but they definitely smell like bacon flavor.
The difference between real bacon and bacon bits is an entire universe to me.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going in. I got one with some good cheese and bacon on it.
All right, I'm ready to do this. I'm ready to slam and jam it.
Okay.
Ooh, that cheese smell hits right before you eat it, too.
Flavor-wise, fine.
Flavor-wise, not bad. Better than I expected, actually.
The problem is, it makes the fries soggy.
The fries are soggy. The fries are definitely soggy. And I wonder if I had just, like, popped this bad boy open as soon as it was in my hands and eaten it. But, I mean, if you can't get a McDonald's home and have it be in edible shape.
That's not a good McDonald's.
Yeah. It did come with a fork, though, which is nice.
I mean, mine did not. Mine, I was left to my own devices. I didn't get barbecue sauce. I didn't get a fork.
I didn't get napkins.
Luckily, my McFlurry did come with the spoon.
Let me have another bite of these.
I'll eat these.
I'll eat them.
But
They're not bad. I mean, I can tell they're bad for me. I can tell from having them in my mouth, like it's bad.
I'm going to give Marlene a try. Marlene just walked in. These are cheesy bacon fries.
Ew. Shut it down.
You don't like it?
No.
She didn't like them at all.
Yeah. Aiden's not home, which is literally the only way that I could have not gotten scowled at for eating this for money. But I can tell you she would not enjoy it.
Too much.
She says it's too much. The fries that are not covered in cheese and bacon make the ones that are covered in cheese and bacon seem totally inferior. Because those are crispy, regular-ass McDonald's fries,
mm-hmm.
which are hard to beat.
There is very little worse than like a soggy McDonald's fry. Like, weirdly enough, if this had come like if this was like a dip situation, and I had, like, a separate package of hot-ass, salty-ass McDonald's fries, and I could just, like, pop it into some cheese and bacon dip, that'd be a good time.
Yeah, let's the podcast snack situation. Let's email McDonald's and make the subject line, dip situation?
Dip it.
Dip it, baby.
Just dip it.
As I get to the bottom of this container, there's, like, a deposit of cheese at the bottom.
Yeah, I mean, it is a liquid, so that's to be expected.
It is very liquid. It's basically the nacho cheese you get with nachos at the baseball game.
Yeah. It tastes a little cheddarier.
Sure.
Which I'm sure is like they have isolated cheddarium or whatever. I know it's not real. Like, let's be honest with ourselves.
These are chemicals.
But like, ballpark nachos, that's not even like, that's a flavor that does not exist in nature.
It's true. That cheese started and ended in a machine.
Yes. Especially if that machine is my body.
Yeah. Your body, the machine. All right, so cheesy bacon fries. They're fine. But
these absolutely have a time limit, though.
They have a time limit.
Like, if you can, definitely eat them as soon as they're in your hand.
Yeah, eat them in a McDonald's.
Or alternately, just get fries. Because regular fries are better than this.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
These are not better. The cheese and bacon is not additive.
Yeah.
If anything, they are gilding the lily. They are not quite ruining, but they are adulterating the best thing at McDonald's.
Yeah.
The regular fries.
The Batman of McDonald's.
I thought they were the Martian Manhunter.
Did we say Batman was Coke?
Batman's Coke, yeah.
Batman's Coke in McDonald's Justice League 2019.
Who's the most southern superhero? Because they could be McDonald's Sweet Tea, which is not bad.
I mean, according to the Mayfair Games Atlas to the DC Universe, Opal City's in South Carolina.
So it's Starman.
Yeah.
Starman is like, McDonald's Sweet Tea.
I always thought Opal City was like pretty clearly like either a like West Coast sort of LA-ish, like California type place because it has all the Art Deco buildings, or like Louisiana, like New Orleans. But Mayfair Games says that shit is Charleston.
We have to accept it. We have to accept that that's true. It's a
man,
coastal.
You, I'm Chris Isaac.
Man, compared to you, I'm McDonald's Sweet Tea. All right. Do we want to take a pause here?
A pause for the cause?
To enjoy our lunch, such as it is, and then come back and do the Stroopwafel McFlurry? Or do you want to talk about the burger?
I would like to. I mean, I think we should take a pause and actually enjoy our lunch. But I do want to, like, I feel like I've got this thing.
Yeah.
I might as well. No, I did not get, like, usually I get a burger, I get it condiment-free, right? I get no condiments, no vegetables. I want meat and cheese, and that is what my burger is.
Same. I put ketchup on mine, but same.
Matt, you know, I didn't used to like ketchup. Like, I didn't like it when I was a kid. So I never have, like, ketchup with my fries. But, like, I was at a Culver's with a friend of ours when I was up in Minnesota last week. And she, like, got me ketchup, and I felt, like, super guilty about not eating it. So I, like,
what?
Like I had some with my fries.
What a weird social situation.
I know, but you get it, right?
Yes.
Because she was like, hey, I'm going to get some ketchup. And I think she said, do you want ketchup? And I said, okay. But I was saying okay to, I'm going to go get some ketchup. So it's like, I felt like she thought I had asked for it. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to just let this sit here and be weird.
This is only the kind of situation you could be in with a friend that you know fairly well,
mm-hmm.
but you don't see them that often. And you're not quite close enough where you could say, like, I actually don't want the ketchup.
Yeah. And we were staying at her house.
Right.
So I was a guest. So there was so much pressure.
You owed her something.
Yes. So I had anyway, point being, I had some ketchup on my fries, and I liked it. It was fine.
Ketchup
I don't think
good.
I'm a Matt Wilson, but I did when I had that ketchup, and I was like, oh, this is pretty good. I thought of you.
Thanks, bud. I'm glad, again, glad to have a brand.
If I can get back to my point.
Yes, please.
This doesn't have the usual lettuce, tomato, ketchup, pickle nonsense on it that I don't like. It does have onion, which if I'm going to get a vegetable on my burger, onion is the one I get. I like onion. But it also has some kind of Grand McExtreme sauce, so we shall see. But this is basically – like the reason you didn't want to make this part of the official thing is this is basically just a quarter pounder with some shit on it.
It's a quarter pounder – it's a bacon quarter pounder.
With Gouda, though.
With Gouda, that's one difference.
Yeah.
And it has what they call smoky McBacon sauce.
Smoky McBacon sauce. Those aren't words.
No, and it looks like Big Mac sauce is what it looks like. And honestly, I don't want that shit. It's all Thousand Island dressing. I know exactly what it tastes like.
I gotta say, I took a little bite of the bacon. The bacon is crisp. The bacon's nice.
It looks nice in the photo.
All right, I'm gonna actually take a bite of this. Hmm. Yeah, it's pretty good.
I mean, is it much more than just a regular quarter pounder?
No. I mean, it's a quarter pounder with some, like, actually pretty good, like, especially for fast food, pretty good bacon. The bacon is crisp.
Is the cheese distinct in any way?
The cheese is distinct. Like, it's a good flavor. I gotta say, this would do very well on the list.
Okay, I can accept that. How's the sauce?
It's not Thousand Island.
Okay.
It's comparable to a bacon aioli.
Okay. The tomato mozzarella chicken sandwich from Canada.
I know what all those things taste like. I don't need that.
Yeah. That has tomato and herb sauce on it, which looks identical to the Smoky McBacon sauce.
Yeah. Like, I mean, maybe it's contextual, and because there's bacon on this, I'm feeling it accentuates the baconiness of it, but then if you put it just with, like, a tomato, it brings out the tomatoness. That would be a feat of gastronomical engineering, to be honest.
Look, if anybody has the science to do it, it's McDonald's.
It's McD's.
All right, so we're going to take a quick break.
I'm going to finish this burger.
Chris is going to finish the burger. I'm going to choke down as much of these bacon fries as I can.
Okay.
While they're still warmish.
Warmish.
And then we're going to come back and we're going to try a McFlurry.
Did you get a Coke?
I got a sweet tea.
Oh, you got a sweet tea? Okay.
Yeah.
I got a Coke.
I got a Starman.
I got a Batman. Watch a second on! Watch a second on! And we're back.
Yes. Lunch is over.
Lunch is over. Before we get into the McFlurry, though, Matt, I think we have an update about the fries.
We have an update about the burger and the fries. The fries, I went and got a fork so I could, like, really tear into these. Because much to my shock, they got messier and messier as I went through them. I kind of thought that most of the bacon and cheese was on top. Turns out all the cheese was at the bottom, more or less. And the further I got toward the bottom, the cheesier it got, and the grosser it was. When I got a mouthful of, like, mostly cheese, I almost gagged.
You sounded like the end of a Ric Flair match. You sounded like I had just, like hit you, or put you in an arm bar.
Because you were
like, no joke.
It's how I felt. It's how I felt with all that cheese in my throat. It was not great.
Yeah, you were not having a good time. I'll tell you who was having a good time.
You were.
Me. That burger was good.
Yeah.
That burger stayed good. The Gouda is like a slightly different cheese taste. Like, it's, again, we can talk about how, if Gouda is even the proper word to describe what I just ate on that burger, but, like, it definitely has a different flavor and a little bit of a different texture than the standard McDonald's cheese. And it made it actually, weirdly enough, Matt, it classed up the burger.
Well, I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah. It's still a McDonald's, like, it's still a quarter pounder. Don't go wild on it, but I enjoyed it. It's a good quarter pounder variation.
The cheesy bacon fries, which we weren't super up on to start with, really took a turn.
They only get worse. Just get regular fries.
Just get regular fries. Okay, now it's time for the Stroopwafel McFlurry.
Matt, before we get into this, can I just tell you something?
Okay.
McFlurry's bullshit, and we all know it.
Now, I'm interested to hear this. Because are you saying it's not a blizzard?
I'm saying it's not a blizzard. You got it. When you thought about it for one half second,
okay,
you got it.
You're right about that, but this is going to sound like you and I changed brains. I don't mind a McFlurry.
It does sound like you and I changed brains.
I know it's not a blizzard, but if the only thing around is a McDonald's and they got a dadgum Oreo McFlurry, I'll take it.
If the only thing around is a McDonald's, yes. I grew up in a town without a Dairy Queen, and I had my share of McFlurries. But then the Sonic moved in, and it was across the street from McDonald's. And so if I wanted a frozen treat, I'm getting a Blast.
You're going to get a Blast?
Which is also a bullshit Blizzard. But
I'll go get a Reese's Cup Blast. I am mad at Sonic because they stopped putting whipped cream on the Blasts. And the last time I went to Sonic to get one, I was like, hey, can you put some whipped cream on it? And they were like, that's $3 extra.
What?
Yeah.
For like 2 seconds of whipped cream?
Yeah. And I was like,
I bet you whipped cream in the time that it takes to come out of the thing.
I was like, no thanks then. Goodbye. I still got the Blast, but I didn't get the whipped cream.
Do you like a Stroop waffle, Matt?
Yeah, they're very good.
I fucking love a Stroop waffle because it's a cookie that you eat with breakfast, and mm-hmm. it's like a cookie-ass cookie.
But it's got the little waffle design.
Yeah, you put it on top of your coffee cup, it melts that caramel inside.
It's very similar to a Pizelle, which is a waffle cookie that is in Pennsylvania, which I'm very familiar with because of my wife Marlene, which is an Italian treat, which is also very good.
Very dissimilar to a Pizzone, another Italian treat, and where we were set up at Emerald City Comic Con last time we were there.
Yes, the traditional Italian dish, the Pizzone. Let me read the description of the Stroop Waffle McFlurry on the McDonald's website, please. A sweet, creamy McDonald's treat from the Netherlands, the Stroop Waffle McFlurry blends vanilla soft serve with Daleman's Stroop Waffle crispy caramel waffle cookie pieces and a rich caramel swirl. The throwing down of the brand name Daleman's makes me feel like this is kind of legit. More legit than just like we put some McDonald's ass brand Gouda on a burger. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Or we put liquid cheese and bacon bits on fries. The most noticeable thing is all that caramel swirl. There's a lot of caramel sauce in this.
There's a lot of caramel swirl in this. And just from like moving around the spoon, I can tell there's a good bit of Stroop waffle in here. So I'm pretty excited about it.
I can feel the bits. Okay. I'm just reassembling the bits. I'm taking a bite.
All right, here we go. That's pretty good.
That's pretty
damn good. And even though it has been like melted and reconstituted in my freezer.
I am going to say this. Too sweet.
Yeah, dog, for life. I don't think it's too sweet. I mean, it's a Stroop waffle McFlurry. It's a McFlurry with cookies and caramel in it. Like, did you want it to have a little bit of that umami?
No. I do tend to want my mix-ins, though, in a McFlurry Blizzard concrete. One of those types of things.
Mm-hmm.
To not just add sweetness to the concoction. I wanted to add a little bit of either saltiness or savoriness.
You said you like an Oreo McFlurry, though.
Yeah.
And there's no savoriness. There's no saltiness in that.
There's a breadiness to the cookie.
Okay, that's fair.
That's probably like the sweetest I tend to go. My go-to, as we've said many times, is Reese's Cup, because you get that
Reese's Cup, the most superior.
You get that salty peanut butter in there.
Mm-hmm.
That's my jam. This is not bad.
I actually quite like this.
Yeah.
And I'm a milkshake boy. I'm an ice cream boy. You know that.
I would like a little something else to kind of differentiate, to add another flavor to it, you know?
Do you think you could dip a fry in this?
Sure.
You do?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I mean, I am not the type to dip fries in milkshakes, typically. I mean, usually the thing that is ideal for fry dipping is just a straight-up smooth milkshake.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I would even ever think about dipping a fry in, you know, one of the other standard McFlurries.
Yeah. I wouldn't either. That's why, like, I wouldn't have even considered it if you hadn't said, I would like another flavor and mentioned the saltiness of the peanut butter.
I don't think adding fries to this fixes that issue. But
true.
Like, even just a little saltiness to the stroopwafel would...
So maybe if it was like a salted caramel.
Yeah.
Instead of the standard stroopwafel caramel, which is very sweet. Here's what I'm impressed by. We got these McFlurries. It was about a 10-minute drive home for me in the car, the hot car. I dropped this thing in my freezer for, what, about half an hour or so? And the stroopwafel's still, like, crisp. It has held up quite well.
Yeah, I'm getting some crispy bits in here.
Mm-hmm. And that's good. Because I like a textural difference in my mix-ins.
And I'm getting the texture of the caramel sauce, too.
Because otherwise, just get me a shake, you know? Blend it. If you're going to mix it in and not blend it, then I want a textural difference, and this has it.
Yeah, this is not bad. All right, that's all our stuff.
Yeah. This is very good. I like the stroopwafel McFlurry. I'm quite surprised. A stroopwafel blizzard would be better. Because you don't want to turn this thing upside down. Jesus Christ.
You sure don't. I couldn't get out of the fucking parking lot without it dripping all over my hand. Okay. I was going to recommend like somewhere around the middle of the list for cheese and bacon fries. After my experience during our break, I'm saying considerably lower.
Here's the thing, Matt. I will never get those again. I know they're a limited time item, but were they available, I would never get them again.
Same. I would just get regular fries.
Yeah. I don't regret my decision. I mean, I will probably when I am on my deathbed, which a time that has, like, about 4 years closer than it was this morning because of that.
Right, yes.
Probably like 8 years closer because I went to McDonald's instead of going to work out today.
The sacrifices we make.
So I would put it above like the Witch's Brew Frappuccino, which we got, and I was like, I regret this immediately.
Talk about too sweet.
Talk about too sweet for life.
Is it better or worse than the Little Debbie brownies?
I mean,
I do think it's weirdly comparable to the Witch's Brew Frappuccino because if you go to Starbucks, there are things you should get and there are things you shouldn't get. Witch's Brew Frappuccino is one of the things you shouldn't get. If you go to McDonald's, these cheesy bacon fries are something you shouldn't get.
Yeah, yeah. Don't get these. So I think in that respect, it probably goes above the Witch's Brew Frappuccino, but below the Little Debbie Christmas Tree Brownies, which, say what you want, you can leave those in a hot car and they ain't going to get any worse.
They will be unchanged. They will survive a nuclear apocalypse.
So McDonald's Australian cheesy bacon fries go on the list between the Little Debbie Christmas Tree Brownie and the Witch's Brew Frappuccino. Not too many spots from the bottom of the list, Mountain Dew Green Label.
Will that ever be defeated as the worst thing?
I think there's a chance. It was bad, but I mean, I have eaten worse things.
All right, let's scroll on up for the Stroopwafel McFlurry.
Oh yeah, I would say hell yes to the Stroopwafel McFlurry. I would say these are like not as high as the Reese's Pumpkin for me. But, I mean, consider the value component of this versus Wild Bill soda.
There is the value component. I think Wild Bill soda... Okay, here's my counter argument to that. If I'm going and buying a McFlurry, if this became a permanent menu item, I would not choose this as my McFlurry. I would still get the Oreo. So for that reason, I think it's worse than like movie theater ass popcorn, which is such a standard. But it might be above or just below the Whitaker's coconut slab.
I feel like this would be my go-to McFlurry. if I didn't just have to drive slightly further to get a blizzard or to get, or to cook. I mean, let's be honest, cookout. There's like a cookout three spaces down from the McDonald's in the shopping center.
Sure.
Like, I'm not going to get a McFlurry. I'm going to go get one of 40 fancy milkshakes. However, were I to get a McFlurry, this would be my go-to. It is the best of the McFlurries that I have had, in my opinion.
So I still prefer Oreo.
I have had some recent movie theater popcorn experiences that have made me... Movie theater popcorn, we picked it as a standard for a reason, because we like it, but it's good until it's not.
True.
And I feel like this, you know, there's definitely a melting point this thing could reach where it is no longer good, but I feel like movie theater popcorn is volatile in that way.
Well, I got about halfway into the McFlurry, and I'm not going to eat anymore because I'm overwhelmed with sweetness. So,
yes, you are.
That's the story of my life. So I think we got to find a middle ground on this. I definitely don't want to put it above Wild Bill soda.
Okay. Would you be accepting of putting it below Wild Bill soda? Because again, I can see this. We could and did drink Wild Bill soda all day. True. I do not want to eat a McFlurry all day.
No.
A McFlurry is a small cup, which is the perfect size of a McFlurry.
Yes, I got the smaller size McFlurry because I knew what I was getting into.
Yeah.
I'm fine but putting it between Wild Bill soda and movie theater ass popcorn. Even though, right, personally, I think I would put it below popcorn.
Okay, so here's the question we have now. Does this redeem McDonald's in our eyes after the fiasco of the donut sticks?
Here's the thing. The donut sticks didn't damage McDonald's for me. McDonald's is always going to be have a consistent McDonald's standing in my mind. Mm-hmm. Nothing we have eaten today or nothing we ate when we did donut sticks changed my opinion of McDonald's in total.
But does it make you more likely to try a McDonald's stunt like the donut sticks were?
No.
No?
Not really.
Does it make you less likely?
I mean, the only reason I have done it lately is for this show.
That's true.
So I'm exactly as likely to do it or not do it. That's how I feel. We will probably do it again for this show.
Probably we'll do it again for this show. So yeah, I guess that's where we're at. Again, we're not going to rank the burger because you didn't have it.
True.
But I think it would do pretty well. I'm trying to look at a comparative savory snack, and I feel like I would definitely put it above, maybe just above Lil Boozy's Louisiana Heat chips.
Is it? You would put it up if we had just a regular ass McDonald's Quarter Pounder on the list.
Mm-hmm.
You would put it above that.
I would honestly, like, it would be a very fine split between them. I think I would put it above, but only due to its novelty.
Okay. I mean, I think the bacon probably puts it over.
The bacon was, again, surprisingly, like, very crisp and enjoyable.
Yeah. Well, I think those, I mean, we've done meals on the show, so it's not like this is limited to just snacks. But I feel pretty good that we did the snacks portion of the Worldwide Favorites menu.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. That's it for this snack situation. You can find a photo of this on our website at moviefighterscast.com, but also at our Tumblr, which is moviefighterscast.tumblr.com, and photos of all the other snacks we've eaten too. If you would like to help us out on Patreon, patreon.com/warrocketajax is where we reside there. We'll be back in August with more snacks.
All right. Everybody, until then, stay hungry.
What's your snack on?
This
has been a Kaleidos Media production.